Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
Can we turn to Genesis chapter 45?
我们一起翻开创世纪第45章。
Genesis chapter 45, verse 26.
创世纪第45章第26节。
They told them, saying, Joseph is still alive, and indeed he is ruler over all the land of Egypt.But he was stunned, for he did not believe them.
告诉他说，约瑟还在，并且做埃及全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们。
And then we'll return to verse 10.
然后回到第十节。
You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children.And your flocks, and your herds, and all that you have. There I will also provide for you, for there are still 5 years of famine to come, and you and your household and all that you have would be impoverished.
你和你的儿子、孙子，连牛群、羊群，并一切所有的，都可以住在歌山地与我相近。我要在那里奉养你，因为还有五年的饥荒，免得你和你的眷属，并一切所有的，都败落了。
And then Genesis 41.
创世纪第41章。
Verse 25. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good years are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same. The 7 lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years.And the 7 thin years scorched by the east wind will be 7 years of famine. It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt. And after them, 7 years of famine will come. And all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine will ravage the land. So the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine. For it will be very severe.
四十一章第二十五节到第三十一节，约瑟对法老说：“法老的梦乃是一个，神已将所要做的事指示法老了。七只好母牛是七年，七个好穗也是七年，这梦乃是一个。那随后上来的七只又干瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个虚空被东风吹焦的穗子也是七年，都是七年，七个荒年。这就是我对法老所说，神已将所要做的事显明给法老了。埃及遍地必有七个大丰年，随后又要来七个荒年，甚至在埃及地都忘了先前的丰收，全地都被饥荒所灭。因那以后的饥荒甚大，便不觉得先前的丰收了。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
那我们低头再有一些祷告。
Lord, once again, we come before your word.
主，我们再一次来到主你话的面前。
Lord, we come with fear and trembling.
我们战惊恐惧。
Lord, we ask, Lord, that in your mercy, you may speak again to us.
我们求你，因你怜悯我们，你向我们说话。
What is the word that you have for us at this time?
你这个时候要对我们所说的。
So Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit may anoint this time.
我们求圣灵这个时候就膏我们。
The speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
说的、翻译的和听的。
Lord, that we may all be touched by you once again.
我们能够再次被你所摸着。
Be encouraged to come after you.
我们可以被激励来跟随你。
So Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit may lead our time.
我们求圣灵来带领我们的时间。
Lord, we pray that your word may become living for each one of us.
我们求你的话可以活在我们每一个人的心里。
We thank you and praise us in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
We have all read a very familiar portion in the scriptures.
我们刚才读的圣经都很熟悉。
It's the scriptures about Joseph.
是关于约瑟。
Now, we live in a very challenging time.
我们现在所生活这个年代充满了挑战。
For the past 6 months,
在过去六个月
the U.S. has seen something very unique in history.
在美国我们看到很多在历史上很独特的事。
And for many of us, it's something we have never experienced before.
对我们许多人来讲，是我们从前从来没有经历过的。
Now we know that the economy has probably been the worst in many years.
经济呢是许多年以来最糟糕的。
There's not much good news in the news.
在新闻里面没有什么好消息。
As you know that because of the subprime mortgage,
你知道因为次贷的问题，
it has caused a credit issue in the economy.
在经济上信用也出了危机。
And because of this, it has impacted probably many of us.
因着这个缘故，我们许多人都受了影响。
Or if it's not any of us, at least someone we know.
如果不是说我们每个人都影响，至少我们知道的一些人受了影响。
And as you look in the news, there's not much to be encouraged.
如果我们看新闻的话，没有什么让我们可以得到鼓励的事情。
I think since August 27, 2008,
从2007年8月27日开始，
more than 300,000 technology jobs have been lost.
超过30万个技术方面的工作失去了。
And then over 300,000 have also been lost in the past year in the financial services industry.
而在金融方面，在金融工业也失去了三十多万个工作。
It is surely a trying time.
很显然，这是一个非常不好的时期。
Now, when we used to read in the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
when it talked about famine,
讲到饥荒，
when it talked about tribulation,
讲到患难。
It always seemed so distant to all of us.
我们总觉得离我们很远。
It seemed like it was an impossibility.
好像对我们来说是不可能的。
And interesting enough,
很有意思的。
If you read the story that we just read,
如果读我们刚才读过的故事。
Now, we know the story of the dream that Pharaoh had.
我们知道那是法老的梦的故事。
And how Joseph helped interpret that dream.
约瑟怎样帮助他解梦？
And you remember how there were seven, fat cows.
有七个肥牛，肥母牛。
And there it talked about these good cows spoke of the seven good years.
这些肥壮的牛就是讲到七个丰年。
Or the seven prosperous years.
或者七年的丰收。
But then later you see that there were seven lean cows.
后来呢又有七只瘦牛。
And it spoke of years of famine.
讲到饥荒。
It's very interesting.
很有趣的。
Because if you look back in our history,
如果我们回头看历史的话，
or if you look back to the last century,
如果我们回头看上一个世纪，
it's definitely been the most prosperous century known to mankind.
是对人类，是人类历史上所知的最最繁荣的一个世纪。
If you think about how in the past,
在过去，
life was nothing but finding food in the fields or farming.
过去的生活呢，就是为了找就是种地，就是使自己能吃饱。
But if you think about the past 100 years,
但是过去一百年，
how prosperous man has been.
人变得何等的丰富。
Starting in the early 20th century, man invented the car.
从二十世纪早期开始，我们发明了汽车。
No longer did you have to rely on horses or walking, going from here to there.
我们从一地到另外一地去的时候，也不再依靠马，也不靠我们自己的腿。
You have the convenience of the car.
我们有车就很方便。
And then more recently,
最近呢？
Things that you don't even think about.
甚至想不到的是，
in the very hot summer, when you go get into the car, you can turn on the air conditioner.
在炎热的夏天，你进了车之后，居然有冷气。
You can take a plane to fly to Taiwan.
你可以乘飞机去台湾。
You can watch television and see the news that is happening in Africa.
你可以呢打开电视，看到在非洲发生的新闻。
And at home, you can have central air conditioning.
在家里面，你有中央空调。
Things that you don't think about.
这过去你想都想不到的。
Indeed, it has been prosperous years.
确实呢，我们很繁荣。
And even more recently.
最近。
Especially in the U.S.
特别在美国。
Before this financial tsunami that occurred last year.
在经济危机之前。
It was indeed years of economic prosperity.
确实呢, 经济非常的繁荣。
You saw how home prices went up like crazy.
房价呢, 疯了的疯一样的上涨。
And they were very good years.
是非常好的一些年。
And if you look and you read the story of these cows,
你读这些母牛的故事的时候,
it does remind you of the seven prosperous years.
实在让我们想到那七个丰年。
Actually, it's probably prosperous 100 years.
也许是超过100年的丰年。
I don't know if you know, but there was a very large computer that's today even in University of Pennsylvania.
我不知道哈, 在宾州大学现在你却还能看到一个巨大的一个庞大的计算机。
It was called the ENIAC.
叫做ENIAC.
It was huge.
非常庞大。
It took up many rooms.
占用了很多很多房间。
And it was used to calculate the construction of the atomic bomb.
过去呢, 是用来计算原子弹的。
But if you think about it,
但你这样想,
if your kid has an iPod today,
如果你的小孩今天有一个iPod,
that iPod is many times more powerful than this ENIAC.
这个iPod比刚才那个超级计算机要功能要强了很多很多。
Using this iPod, you can connect to the whole world through the internet.
通过这个iPod,你可以呢,连接,借着internet连接到全世界。
So you see the prosperity of mankind.
你看到呢,人们,人类的繁荣。
It's indeed unimaginable.
是无法想象的。And
and we've got all grown accustomed to it.
我们呢,都已经习以为常。But
interesting is this.
但是有趣的是,
here we read that there were seven lean and ugly cows that came up.
我们然后又读到有七只又瘦又丑的母牛。
And this came as a surprise to everyone at the time.
在那个时候对每个人来讲, 这都是很惊讶的事。
It was a shock.
对他们来讲很震惊。
How was that possible?
怎么可能?
And, and if you read the description of the Bible,
如果你读圣经的描述,
it did not just impact Egypt.
不单单地影响到埃及,
it actually impacted the whole world.
而影响了全地,
it actually impacted all the way, you know, of course it impacted Jacob and his family.
当然呢, 也影响到约瑟和他的家族。
And if you remember the story, that's why Jacob sent his sons to look for food in Egypt.
故事里就是这样的, 这就是为什么雅各要把他的儿子送到埃及去。
So you saw that there was this lean years that there was these good prosperous years that happened at that time.
你看到呢,那个时候有丰年,
but then later there were also these famine years.
然后呢,就有饥荒。
So if you think about, if you look back,
如果我们回头看,
the reason why last year was such a shock to everyone,
为什么去年对我们每个人来讲都这样震惊呢?
Because like I said, we have so grown used to prosperity.
因为呢, 我们对于繁荣如此之习惯,
and many of us have probably come from the Far East to look for, you know, heaven on earth.
我们当中呢, 很多人从远东来, 就是来寻找天堂,
looking for a better life.
去寻求更好的生活。
But we would never have imagined that something so dramatic would happen in the US.
但是我们从来没有想象到在美国会发生这么大的变化。
Companies that were elite companies in the world. Companies that were elite companies in the world.
世界上最最大的公司,最最精英的公司。
Names such as Merrill Lynch or Lehman Brothers.
比如说 Merrill Lynch 或者 Lehman Brothers.
They don't exist anymore.
他们现在已经消失了。
Many of us probably have money in Citibank.
许多人把我们在花旗银行都有钱。
Even something as prestigious as Citibank is in serious trouble.
甚至呢,像花旗银行这么传统的银行,
it is in very serious trouble.
也有很严重的危机。
So I was discussing with some people. I said, "Wow, I have my account at Citibank."
我跟朋友说这件事的时候，说到我在花旗银行也有账户。
I said, "I am very worried that
you know, my money will still be there.
我很担心我的钱还在不在。
People are like, oh, don't worry, there's the FDIC insurance.
他们跟我说, 不用担心, 那是FDIC保险的。
But if you look at it, even the government is in trouble.
然后你再看呢, 连政府现在都有麻烦。
And some people say even the banks are, even the government is bankrupt.
现在有人说, 甚至政府都要破产了。
So then we're like, oh, okay, maybe what we should do is we should buy a safe and put it at home.
所以有人说, 我们现在也许呢, 应该呢, 把钱藏在家里。
We should buy a safe, take up all our money and put it at home.
我们应该买一个保险柜, 然后呢, 存在家里。
And then we're like, no, the world will become more unstable, there'll be more thieves now. It's not safe at home either.
他说, 结果人家跟你说呢, 不是, 不行, 世界上越不稳定呢, 这个, 偷窃就越多, 放在家里面也不保险。
Or maybe there might be a fire.
也许会起火。
And then the conclusion was we have to store up our treasure in heaven.
所以我们的结论是什么呢? 我们的财宝要存在天上。
But in all seriousness,
说真的,
I think all of us have felt the impact of this economic crisis.
我们每个人都感受到经济危机对我们的影响。
And as a matter of fact,
事实上,
if you look at the reaction of the world,
如果我们来看世界的反应,
it's a reaction that has not happened before.
是过去没有的。
Now, just like if you think about this, the impact of this past, this economic crisis,
当我们想到这个经济危机对我们的影响的时候,
in the past,
在过去,
maybe you could have thought,
也许你会想,
well, if the US doesn't do well,
如果美国不行,
I can just go to China.
我可以到中国去,
or go to Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Or go somewhere else.
或者其他地方,
but that's not the case.
现在不一样,
it's a global economic crisis.
是全球经济危机,
there's no place you can hide.
没有一个地方你可以藏起来。
I just heard recently that in Taiwan,
最近我听说台湾,
they were actually rationing jobs.
在台湾也在,
So they were forcing people to work less days.
他们在台湾强迫人呢减少工作日。
They will work 2 days instead of 5 days.
工作2天而不是5天。
So there's nowhere to hide.
所以你没有地方可以藏。
This is a global economic crisis.
这是全球性的经济危机。
If you look at the reaction of the world,
如果你今天看这个世界上的真实的情况,
you can start from the US.
从美国开始。
There are many changes happening even within the US.
即使在美国也有了许多的变化。
You saw now how the government has had to help the banks.
今天政府必须帮助银行。
And maybe even the automakers.
甚至帮助汽车制造业。
And how the whole world is talking about how can we help the banks and help each other.
整个世界都在讨论我们可以怎样的来帮助银行,我们可以怎样的彼此帮助。
And how should I put this? People are looking for help.
每个人都在寻求帮助.
I don't know if you noticed, especially in this past election.
我不知道你有没有注意到, 在过去这次选举,
because of the economic situation,
因为经济的情形,
man is looking for a savior.
人在寻找一位救世主。
Man is looking for someone to solve his problem.
在寻找一个人能够解决他们的问题。
Man is looking for someone to ensure that there's still a future.
人在寻找一个人可以保证他们的未来。
So you see that because of this desperation,
因为这种的绝望,
there is a certain trend in this world.
在这世界上有一种倾向,
where the trend is that it's different than what we know before.
这个倾向是过去所没有的。
It is a trend where man is looking more for some government to help them.
就是呢, 人更希望能够政府来帮助他们。
And you'll see how it's reflected in the involvement in the banks.
在银行这方面呢, 你能够看到这一点。
And whether it's involvement in the automakers,
以及呢, 政府在汽车制造业的卷入。
And this is not unique to the United States.
但这不单单是在美国。
Actually, if you look at the recent G20 meeting that they had,
如果呢, 我们看一下最近的G20的高峰会议。
Some people started talking about Maybe we should have a global currency.
有人甚至谈到我们是否应当有一个全球性的货币。
I don't know if you see, but there's a trend of going towards what's spoken of in the Bible.
我不知道你是否注意到这个倾向乃是圣经里面所讲到的。
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录里
it talks about that during the end times,
讲到在末世的时候
there is a great tribulation,
有一个大的逼迫
and at that time,
在那个时候
it's a worldwide tribulation,
是全球性的患难
and the whole people of the world,
全世界的人
they're looking for someone that will solve their problems,
来希望能够找到一个人解决他们的问题
they're looking for someone that isthat will take care of them.
他们盼望有一个人能够看顾他们。
Where the situation is such that only this person can solve.
是在这种情形，只有这个人才能够解决问题。
They're looking for a Superman.
他们在寻找一个超人。
They're looking for a Savior.
他们找一个救世主。
Someone that can save them.
是一个能够救他们的人。
Now I'm not making this up.
这不是我编的。
This is spoken of in Revelation chapter 13.
这就是启示录第十三章所讲的。
Maybe we can quickly turn there.
我们可以很快地看一下。
Revelation chapter 13.
启示录第十三章。
Starting from verse 15.
从第十五节开始。
And it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
又有权柄赐给他，叫兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或是在额上受一个印记
And he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark either the name of the beast or the number of his name
除了那受印记有了兽名或有兽名数目的都不得做买卖
Here is wisdom Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast For the number is that of a manAnd his number is 666.
在这里有智慧，凡有聪明的可以算计兽的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
So you see that in the end times.
所以呢，我们看到在末世
，all the people of the world are expected to have a mark on their right hand or mark on their forehead.
全世界的人或者在右手或者在额上有一个印记。
Where without this mark, they cannot buy or sell.
如果没有这个印记就不能做买卖。
Now, maybe 10 or 15 years ago,
十或者十五年之前
when the world was in its wonderful prosperity,
当世界还很繁荣的时候
you could have never imagined this to be the case.
你没有办法想象会是这种情形。
Why would any man want a mark on their hand or on their forehead?
为什么有人会想要在额上或者手上有印记呢
Today, well,Years back, no one would, especially here in the U.S., no one would be willing to do this.
那个时候，特别在美国，没有人愿意这样做。
It's invasion of privacy.
这是对个人权利的一种侵犯。
If you put a credit card number on a card, that's okay.
如果呢，你把你的 credit， 把你那个信用卡的的账号放在一张卡上，那是可以的。
You can put it in my wallet. It's outside of my body.
放在钱包里面。虽然我不在我的身上，那也没有关系。
But to put a credit card number on my hand or on my forehead.
但是如果把信用卡的号码放在我的手上或者额头上
，It's unimaginable.
那是没有办法想象的。
But if you think about it,
但是想一想
，especially starting from about six months back.
特别是从六个月之前开始。
And as more and more people become unemployed.
当越来越多的人失业之后
As you see, even the big companies crumbling around us,
当你看到呢那些大的公司我们周围大的公司开始有麻烦的时候
You can imagine that in order to feed our families,
你可以想象为了让我们能够吃得饱
In order to survive,
能够存活
Man may be willing to
open up the latitudes.
也许呢, 我们可以改变我们的态度。
Maybe they'll be willing to have some kind of implant in their hand.
也许呢, 人也可以接受呢, 就是在手上刻一些东西。
In order to buy or sell.
这样呢, 我们可以, 可以做买卖。
We may see a little glimpse of it today.
今天我们可以稍微看到一点。
As the world is becoming more and more open to, well, let's look for a savior.
当世界上的人越来越想要寻找一位救世主的时候,
let's hand over, I don't want to put this the wrong way. Just like people were willing to hand over their freedom to the Antichrist.
就像呢, 人可以把自由交给, 把他们放弃他们的自由而交给敌基督一样。
So I want to be careful here. I'm not. I'm just trying to make a point that they're willing to offer the control of their lives to someone so that they can survive.
我要很小心，我只是想要说明一点，就是呢，他们为了能够生存，他们可以把他们的自己生命的控制权来交给别人。
In other words, they're willing to, in order to survive, to allow the Antichrist to delegate their lives.
也就是呢，他们为了生存，他们允许敌基督呢来管理他们的生活。
So, if you look at the whole trend in this world,
所以当我们看到这个世界整个世界的倾向的时候,
the dream that Pharaoh had now becomes more and more relevant.
法老所有所做的那个梦跟我们今天越来越息息相关。
The reason I say this is that prophetically there will be the lean years in the book of Revelation.
我这样说呢，就是按照预言来讲。 在末世会有饥荒的年。
The great tribulation is just like the lean years spoken of in the book of Genesis.
而大患难呢，就是像创世纪里面所讲到的饥荒之年。
After years of prosperity,
在几个丰年之后,
there will be years of famine.
会有饥荒年。
So you must be wondering why am I talking about all of this?
你也许会想，我为什么要讲这些？
The reason is this.
原因乃是。
Now, we may be entering into some years of famine.
也许我们现在进入了荒年,
and we have just obviously come from many years of prosperity.
显然呢，我们刚刚离开了那些丰年。
It is a picture to show us what's going to happen in the end times.
而是这里面就让我们看到一幅在末世的图画。
Though these no one knows how long this downturn will be.
没有人知道这段时间会有多久,
whether a few months or whether a few years.
是几个月还是几年?
But it should help us get an understanding of what the Bible talks about in the end.
但是呢, 可以帮助我们圣经是如何讲到末世的。
So, what do we do?
我们应当如何?
What should be our reaction?
我们应当如何的回应?
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
if we look at it from a human perspective,
如果我们从人的角度看,
if we look at how we think the government is going to help us,
如果我们想, 政府将如何帮助我们的话,
or we look at it from a human perspective,
我们从人的角度去看,
that the economy has its cycles,
经济呢, 是有循环的,
that it's gonna, we're gonna come out of it.
我们呢, 会离开,
that's one way to look at it.
这是呢, 一种方式。
But if we look at it only from this perspective,
如果我们只是从这个角度看,
we may fall into a trap.
我们可能会进入一个陷阱。
Just like the people described in Revelation fell into a trap.
就像呢, 启示录所讲的那些人, 他们进入的掉进了一个陷阱里面。
They fell into the trap that they were looking for a savior that would come out from mankind.
那个陷阱呢, 就是他们要在人里面找一个救世主。
They would fall in the trap that they were looking for the Antichrist to solve their problems.
那个陷阱呢, 他们希望呢, 敌基督能够拯救他们。
So this morning,
今天早上,
I wanted to be able to encourage brothers and sisters.
我愿意鼓励弟兄姐妹,
that we are not here waiting for some human solution.
我们在这里不是等候一个人的救世主,
we are not waiting for Superman to solve our problems.
我们也不是等候一个超人来解决我们的问题,
we're not waiting for the Antichrist.
我们也不是把希望寄托在敌基督的身上。
Thank the Lord that we are waiting for Christ.
但是感谢主我们所等候的是基督。
So in this challenging economic situation,
在这种富有挑战性的经济的环境里面,
it is practical things that we need.
这是呢一个我们所需要的非常实际的事情。
There's nothing more practical than our daily food.
没有任何一样事情比我们日常的饮食更实际了。
Our daily shelter.
我们每天的避难所。
As we observe. Maybe some brothers and sisters, friends that are going through some difficulty.
当我们观察到我们一些弟兄姐妹、一些朋友经历了患难的时候,
there's nothing more practical than what we are going through.
我们所经过的就没有比我们所经过的更实际了。
So what does the Bible have to encourage us?
圣经是如何来激励我们的?
Who can encourage us?
谁能够激励我们?
Who can we look to?
我们要仰望谁呢?
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Hopefully that through the example or the story of Joseph,
我盼望借着约瑟的榜样和故事,
we can be encouraged.
我们可以得到激励,
that Joseph is a picture of our Lord.
约瑟是我们主的一个表象,
and he is such a complete picture of our Lord.
他是我们主那样完全的一个表现,
that we thank that the Holy Spirit has placed such a story before us.
我们感谢圣灵把这样一个故事给我们。
Now, there are many types in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多的预表。
There are many examples in the Bible.
有圣经当中也有很多例子。
You know, we had Moses in the Bible.
我们知道圣经里面有摩西。
It spoke of how our Lord was a great prophet.
讲到我们的主是如何一个大的先知。
We had Aaron as an example.
我们有亚伦。
How he served as a great high priest.
他如何成为一个大祭司。
And David, he served as an example of our Lord as king.
而大卫呢, 这是表明我们主如何是一个王。
But they were types.
这些都是预表。
But they were only partial types.
他们只是不完全的预表。
They were also incomplete types.
他们也是不完全的预表。
We know that Moses failed the Lord.
我们知道摩西失败了。
When he disobeyed.
当他不顺服的时候,
he was not able to enter into the promised land.
他不能进入应许之地。
We know that Aaron failed the Lord when Moses went to receive the commandments.
我们知道当摩西去接受诫命的时候, 亚伦也失败了。
He led the people of Israel to worship the golden calf.
他带着埃及人去拜了金牛犊。
And David, though he was a man after God's own heart,
虽然大卫是合神心意的人,
but somehow he was still he still sinned before God.
但是他还是在神的面前犯了罪。
And he committed a horrendous sin.
他犯了很大的罪。
But somehow the Lord allowed somehow the Lord left Joseph.
但是呢, 神在约瑟的身上,
to be a great picture of our Lord himself.
是让他成为我们主自己的一个预表。
So the my hope is that this morning,
我盼望今天早上,
through the story of Joseph,
借着约瑟的故事,
we can be encouraged,
我们可以得到激励,
that Christ is our heavenly Joseph.
基督是我们在天上那个约瑟。
So we know that we have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们知道有亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
Now we know that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they were important characters in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟是重要的人物。
Now they all had some special features.
他们都有各自的特点。
Now we know that Abraham built four altars.
我们知道亚伯拉罕筑坛。
It spoke of his life of consecration.
讲到呢他奉献的生活。
Now we know Isaac dug four wells.
我们知道呢雅各挖了四口井，我们知道以撒挖了四口井。
It spoke of one that had a life in the deep.
讲到呢他有深度的生命。
He had a life of fellowship with God.
他与主有交通于主的生命。
Now Jacob, he established four pillars.
而雅各呢则
It speaks of the character building in Jacob's life.
讲到呢，在雅各生命中 品格的塑造。
It also spoke about the testimony of God.
也讲到神的见证。
Remember, it was Jacob who was the one who said, who recognized that where the God's presence was, there was the house of God.
是雅各他说神在哪里，他的见证就在哪里。
So this was Jacob.
这就是雅各。
But what characterized Joseph's life?
那么约瑟的生命的特点是什么呢？
It's actually two. There's two aspects.
有两个方面。
One is spoken about the four garments in his life.
就讲到呢他全备的军装。
And then the other special feature of him, he was involved with four different dreams.
另外一个呢就是讲到四个不同的梦。
So what were the four garments?
那个全备的军装是什么？
The first garment was the very colored tunic.
就讲到他的袍，第一个袍子是就是那个彩袍。
The second garment was the garment of a servant.
而第二个袍子呢，就是仆人的袍子。
And then the third was the garment of a prisoner.
第三个呢，讲到那个囚犯的衣袍。
And then the fourth garment was the garment of linen.
而呢，第四个衣袍就是
细麻衣，
就是那个细麻衣。
So this characterized the whole life of Joseph.
这就把约瑟的一生描绘出来。
The four dreams of Joseph.
约瑟的四个梦。
Remember when he was young.
当他还年幼的时候。
He had the dream, actually two dreams.
他有两个梦。
How his brothers would bow down to him.
他的弟兄向他跪拜。
And then how his, the other dream was that how the sun and the moon and the stars would bow to him, which meant his father and mother as well as his brothers would bow down to him.
第二个梦呢是讲到太阳、月亮、星星向他跪拜，也就是讲到他的父母和他的弟兄向他跪拜。
And because he had this dream, his brothers were very angry at him.
因为他做了这样的梦，所以他的弟兄对他就很恼怒。
And then later, when he was in prison,
后来在他在监狱里面，
there were two men that had two dreams.
有两个人做了两个梦。
One was the baker for the king. He had a dream.
一个是法老的管膳食的，他做了一个梦。
And the other was the wine taster for the king. He also had a dream.
另外呢是王的酒政也有一个梦。
And then finally, that last dream we just read about was the dream of Pharaoh.
那最后一个梦，我们刚才读过的就是法老的梦。
Now this kind of wove the life of Joseph.
就约瑟的生命就是这样编织而成的。
So we will review the story of Joseph.
我们要复习一下约瑟的梦。
By looking at his four garments.
他的四件衣袍。
Now, if we could turn first to Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3.
我们来看创世纪第33章第三节。
37 verse 3.
37章第三节。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And then verse 31.
第31节。
So they took Joseph's tunic and slaughtered a male goat and dipped the tunic in the blood.
他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血。
And they sent the very colored tunic and brought it to their father and said, "We found this. Please examine it to see whether it is your son's tunic or not."
打发人送到他们的父亲那里说，我们捡了这个，请认一认，是你儿子的外衣不是。
Then he examined it and said, "It is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him."Joseph has surely been torn to pieces.
他认得就说，这是我儿子的外衣，有恶兽把他吃了，约瑟被撕碎了，撕碎了。
So here you see that Joseph was the beloved of his father.
这里我们看到约瑟是他的父亲的爱子。
And because he was the beloved, he was given this very colored tunic.
因为他的父亲爱他，所以他父亲给他这件彩衣。
Now his brothers were very jealous of him.
他的弟兄就很嫉妒。
Because Joseph was the favorite.
因为呢约瑟是被爱的。
And because of this, one day when they were out shepherding the sheep, when the father had sent Joseph to visit them,
因为这个缘故，有一次当他们在野外放羊的时候，约瑟的父亲打发他去，
They were thinking of killing him, but they ended up selling him.
他们一开始是想要杀他, 但是最后呢, 他们决定把他卖了。
And, but what were they to tell their father?
怎么跟他们父亲说呢?
So they slaughtered, they stripped him of his tunic, slaughtered a goat, and dipped that the coat in the blood.
所以呢, 他们就撕碎了彩衣, 杀了一头羊, 然后呢, 把衣服, 把他的衣服浸了羊的血,
and brought it to their father.
然后带给他的父亲。
So that was the first piece of clothing.
这就是呢, 第一件衣服。
It was the very colored tunic that spoke of how he was the beloved in his father's eyes.
是一件非常漂亮的彩衣, 就讲到呢, 他在父的眼前是何等的蒙喜爱。
But somehow that very colored tunic became a tunic of blood.
但是呢, 这件很漂亮的彩衣, 就变成了呢,是血染的衣服。
A big, bloody tunic.
是血衣, 变成了血衣。
So after Joseph was sold,
约瑟被卖之后,
He was bought by the one of the main officers for Pharaoh.
被法老的一个主要的, 在法老手下做事的一个官被买去, 买去了。
And his name was Potiphar.
他的名字叫提波法。And
Joseph was very successful under Potiphar.
而约瑟在他的家里面很成功。And
he took care of everything for Potiphar.
他为他呢, 安排, 把一切事情都安排得井井有条。
So if we could turn there, Genesis 39.
在创世纪第39章,
Verse 12.
第12节。
So Joseph was a servant.
约瑟是一个仆人。
So here it says, she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside.
妇人就拉住他的衣裳说, 你与我同寝吧。 约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里, 跑到外面去了。
When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called to the men of her household and said to them, See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to make sport of us. He came into lie with me, and I screamed.
妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里跑出去了, 就叫了家里的人来, 对他们说, 你们看, 他带了一个希伯来人进入我们家里, 要戏弄我们, 他到我这里来, 要与我同情, 我就大声喊叫。
So you see here Joseph's second garment.
这里我们看到约瑟的第二件衣裳,
it was a garment of a servant.
就是一个仆人的衣裳。
He was a faithful servant.
他一个忠心, 他是一个忠心的仆人。
Yet, here he was almost trapped.
而在这里他差点进入一个, 掉进一个陷阱。
But he was trapped.
他其实已经在这个陷阱里了。So
even though he was a faithful servant,
虽然他是一个忠心的仆人,
because of what happened here,
但是呢, 在这里所发生的,
he was misunderstood.
他误解了,
and that's why he was thrown in jail.
所以呢, 他被投进了监狱。
And then in Genesis 41,
创世纪第41章,
well, before we go there, we know that Joseph became a again, he was, God prospered him even while he was in jail.
我们知道呢, 即使他在监狱里面, 神仍然祝福他。
And remember what happened in jail.
在监狱里面呢,
where he met the baker and the wine taster.
他遇见了膳食长和酒正。
And how they both had dreams.
他们两个人都做了梦。
And one had a dream that, well, they both worked for Pharaoh.
他们都给法老做事。
And one had a dream, and Joseph told them that to the wine taster that his head would be restored before Pharaoh.
所以呢, 神给他解梦说, 他会在法老面前官复原职。
And then for the baker, however, that he would be hanged.
而那个善长呢, 他要被吊死。
And indeed it happened this way.
然后确实, 就事情就这样发生了。
And Joseph had told them that, you know, if please remember me because I was misunderstood and thrown in jail.
那约瑟对他们说, 你们出去以后, 请你们纪念我, 因为我是被冤枉了。
So, and then what happened was, they forgot, of course.
后来呢, 当然他们就忘记了。
It occurred as it really happened.
就是这样。
But then Pharaoh had that dream we read.
后来法老又做了一个我们刚才读到的梦。
And he was looking for someone to interpret his dream.
他找人给他解梦。
And that's why Joseph So that's why the wine tester said, oh, I remember that in when I was in jail, there was this Hebrew man that he interpreted my dream. Yeah.
所以呢, 这个时候酒正就想起来了, 我在牢里面的时候有一个希伯来人给我解梦。
So that's why Pharaoh called for Joseph.
这样呢,法老就把约瑟找来了。
So then we read in Genesis 41 verse 14.
然后呢,就到了创世纪第41章第14节。
Verse 14, yes. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh.
法老随即差人去召约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸，换衣裳，进到法老面前。
This was the third piece of garment.
这就是第三件衣裳。
The garment of a prisoner.
就是一个囚犯的衣裳。So
what happened?
怎么样呢?
You saw how Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh.
约瑟给法老解梦了。And
then he told him,
他告诉他说,
he spoke about how the seven cows, the seven good cows spoke of the seven abundant years.
就是呢, 七只好母牛就是七个丰年。
And then how the seven ugly and lean cows were the seven years of famine.
而七只干瘦丑陋的母牛呢, 就是七年的灾荒。
And then and verse
33. 第33节。
And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. The food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine.
所以法老 当接选一个有聪明有智慧的人派他治理埃及地，法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地，当七个丰年的时候征收埃及地的五分之一，叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚集起来，积蓄五谷，收存在各城做食物，归于法老的手下所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。
In verse 39, Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are.
第39节, 法老对约瑟说, 神既将这事都指示你, 可见没有人像你这样有聪明, 有智慧。
You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you.
你可以掌管我的家, 我的民都必听从你的话, 唯独在宝座上, 我比你大。
Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt.
法老又对约瑟说, 我派你治理埃及全地。
Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the gold necklace around his neck.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指, 戴在约瑟的手上, 给他穿上细麻衣, 用金链戴在他的颈项上。
So you see here the fourth piece of garment.
这里我们看见第四件衣裳。
From the very colored tunic to the bloody tunic.
从彩衣到血衣。
To the garment of a servant,
到仆人的衣裳,
to the garment of a prisoner,
到囚犯的囚衣,
to garments of fine linen,
到细麻衣,
this spoke of the life of Joseph.
这讲到约瑟的生命,
how even though his brothers rejected him,
虽然他的弟兄弃绝了他,
and sold him out,
把他卖了,
even though he was a servant and then a prisoner.
虽然他是仆人, 后来又做了囚徒,
in the end, he went into glory.
最终呢, 他进入了荣耀,
and he sat on the throne.
他坐在宝座上,
so this was the life of Joseph.
这是约瑟的生命,
and brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
I think it's so clear.
非常清楚的,
that you see how the life of Joseph spoke about the life of our Lord.
我们看到约瑟的生命如何讲到我们主的生命。
The four pieces of clothing.
这四件衣裳。
The very colored tunic.
那个彩衣。
How our Lord Jesus was the beloved in the bosom of the Father.
我们主耶稣基督是父怀里的独生子。
How the Father loved the Son.
父如何的爱子。
And gave him that very colored tunic.
把这件非常漂亮的彩衣赐给他。
He was the beloved Son of God.
他是主的爱，他是神的爱子。
But because God loved us,
因为神爱我们,
the Bible tells us that He sent His only Son.
圣经告诉我们说, 就差派他的独生子。
But John chapter 1 tells us this.
约翰第一章告诉我们说,
God sent Him into this world.
把他, 神把他的爱子差到在世上来。
The Lord came to His own.
对, 主来到他自己的人当中。
But His own received Him not.
但是他自己的人却不接待他。
As a matter of fact, not just did not receive Him.
事实上不单不接待他。
But remember in the end,
记得在最后,
remember that the brothers of Joseph sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver.
约瑟的兄弟把他卖了二十两银子。
I don't know if you remember, but Judah sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
而犹大呢却为三十两银子把主给卖了。
Not only that,
不但如此,
the people of Israel said, crucify him, crucify him, away with him, away with him.
以色列人还说钉他十字架，钉他十字架，除掉他，除掉他。
They could not stand that the Lord Jesus could be the Son of God.
他们没有办法想象主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Could be the beloved of God.
他们不接受主耶稣是神所爱的。
So they sold him out.
所以他们把他卖了。
They crucified him.
他们把他钉了十字架。
And that very colored tunic.
这就是那件非常漂亮的彩衣。
Became the tunic with the blood.
而成为了那血染的衣服。
So our Lord was rejected.
我们主被弃绝了。
Our Lord was that lonely one that was sold out.
我们主是被卖的，被单单卖的那一位。
So that was that very colored tunic.
这就是那件彩衣。
That spoke of our Lord.
讲到我们的主。
Not only that.
不但如此。
In John 19 verse 23.
在约翰福音第十九章二十六节。
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece.So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture. They divided my outer garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
约翰福音第十九章
二十三节
第二十三节
还有二十四
二十三二十四节兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上就拿他的衣服分为四份每兵一份又拿他的内衣里衣这件里衣原来没有缝是上下一片织成的他们就彼此说我们不要撕开只要沾灸看谁得着这要应验经上的话说他们分了我的外衣为我的内衣沾灸兵丁果然做了这事
And this obviously did not just apply to the people of Israel
显然呢这不单单是讲到以色列人
Our sins also crucified the Lord on the cross.
我们的罪也使耶稣基督在十字架上。
So we also had a part to make that very colored tunic become the bloody tunic.
在我们也在把彩衣变成血衣这件事情上有份。
So that was the first piece of garment.
这是第一件衣裳。
The second piece of garment.
第二件。
The garment of a servant.
仆人的衣裳。
Can we look in Philippians chapter 2?
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
In verse 7.
第七节。腓立比书二章七节。
But made himself so, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
So as if the Lord took off his glory.
当我们的主放下他的荣耀
and put on the garment of a servant,
穿上仆人的衣服
and was made in the likeness of man,
成为人的样式
I don't know if you remember, but the Lord said, I did not come to be served, but to serve.
不知道你还记不记得主耶稣说来我来不是要受服侍乃是要服侍人
And if you remember, before the Lord came in order that he may serve mankind,
主来了是要服侍人
HeFrom the day that he started his ministry,
从他开始他的事工那一天开始
he did not stop healing.
他就一直医治
He did not stop encouraging.
他从来没有停止过鼓励
He did not stop preaching the gospel.
他从来没有停止过传神的福音。
And if you remember, before he was going to be crucified,
在他被钉十字架之前,
the Bible says that in John chapter 13, when the Lord had known that everything had been given into his hand,
在约翰福音第13章说, 当主知道一切都交在他手里的时候,
he took off his outer garment,
他就脱掉他的外衣,
and he girded himself with a towel,
就用毛巾束腰,
and he washed the disciples' feet.
为门徒洗脚。
This was our Lord,
这就是我们的主,
one who put on the garment of a servant.
他穿上奴仆的衣裳,
the King of the universe,
这个宇宙的主,
came to serve us,
来服侍我们,
he came to wash our feet.
他为我们洗脚。
He came not only to serve us in the field,
他来了,不单单在地上, 来服侍我们,
he was like that ox in the field,
而是呢, 他像田里的牛一样,
but then he served us as the ox on the altar,
而且呢, 他也是像在祭坛上的牛一样来服侍我们,
and he died for us on the cross,
他为我们死在十字架上,
that was his greatest service to mankind,
这他就是对人最大的服侍。
Here he put on the garment of a servant.
他穿上仆人的衣裳。
And after that,
这个之后,
even though he came to serve man,
他虽然来服侍人,
even he came to his own,
他来到自己的人当中,
but his own did not receive him.
但是他自己的人不接待他,
not only did they not receive him,
不单单不接待他,
but in John chapter 18 and verse 12,
约翰福音第18章第12节,
it says, so the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him.
那对兵和千夫长并犹太人的差役就抓住耶稣，把他捆绑了。
And then, chapter 19, verse 1,
第19章第1节,
Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him,
当下比拉多把将耶稣鞭打了。
And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and put a purple robe on him.
兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍。
And they began to come up to him and say, Hail, King of the Jews, and to give him slaps in the face.
又挨近他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊，他们就用手掌打他。
They not only rejected him,
他们不单单拒绝他,
but they took him as a prisoner, as a criminal.
而且呢，把他当作罪犯。
And they arrested him.
他们把他抓起来。
So here, as if you saw the garment of a prisoner,
在这里我们就好像看到一个囚犯的衣服,
how he was mocked,
他怎样被戏弄,
and how he was he even received slaps in the face,
怎样他在, 啊, 他们打他的脸,
just like Joseph was thrown into the dungeon,
就像呢, 约瑟被丢在监狱里一样,
our Lord was brought to the lowest place,
我们的主被带到最低之处,
but because he loved us,
因为他爱我们,
he was willing to go to the cross for us.
他甘心乐意为我们走上十字架。
And then finally, the garments of fine linen.
最后呢, 细麻衣。
And Philippians, sorry to turn one more time to Philippians chapter 2.
我们再回到腓立比书第二章,
verse 9 through 11.
第9到第11节。
For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于神。
Thank the Lord that the cross could not hold him.
感谢主十字架。 不能囚禁他,
but he rose again,
他复活,
and he was exalted to the right hand of the Most High.
他被升高到最至高者的右边。
But I don't know if you remember, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹, 你是不是记得,
that after our Lord rose from the dead,
当我们主耶稣基督从死里复活之后,
the first thing he did,
他做的第一件事,
first he told Mary,
他先告诉玛利亚,
he said, stop clinging to me,
说不要摸我,
for I have not yet ascended to the Father,
因为我还没有上到父那里去,
but go to my brethren and say to them,
到我的弟兄那里去, 告诉他们说,
I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
我要升到我的父就是你们的父, 我的神就是你们的神那里。
And what did the Lord do soon after that?
主在那个之后很快做呢,
he came into the midst of the disciples.
他来到门徒当中。
Now if you think about the mentality of the disciples,
如果你想想那些门徒的情形,
Peter had just denied the Lord three times.
彼得刚刚有三次不认主。
And the Bible also says the rest of the disciples also left him.
而且圣经告诉我们说，其他的门徒也离开了他。
So all of them left our Lord alone.
所以他们都离开了主。
They were afraid for their own lives.
他们每个人都害怕。
But now their Lord was crucified.
主耶稣，现在主耶稣，他们的主被钉了十字架。
They felt ashamed that they had denied the Lord.
他们呢，为着他们拒绝了主而感到羞耻。
Yet, they were afraid because they were the Lord's disciples.
但是呢，他们呢，他们也因为他们是主的门徒而心里面害怕。
For them, the future was bleak, was dark.
对他们来讲，他们的前途是黑暗的。
They felt hopeless.
他们觉得是无望的。
And helpless.
他们是无助的。
But what did the Lord encourage them with?
但是主是如何来鼓励他们
的？He said, I go, He says, go to my brethren.
他说，你到我的弟兄那里去。
He said, ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
我要升到我的父，就是你们的父，我的神，就是你们的神那里去。
And the Lord came into their midst.
主来到他们当中。
And what did the Lord say?
主说什么呢？
He said, peace be with you.
他说，愿你们平安。
And then he said again, peace be with you.
他后来又说一次，愿你们平安。
The Lord did not reprimand them.
主没有责备他们
for leaving him,
因为他们离弃了主
but the Lord said, peace be with you.
主却对他们说愿你们平安
the Lord was able to say this,
主可以这样说
because on the cross he lost all peace.
因为在十字架上
he was made sin for our sakes.
他因为我们的罪而成了而他承担了我们的罪
Because of our sin, the Father turned his face away from him.
因为我们的罪父向他转脸不看
He lost all rest.
他失去了一切的安息
In searching to save mankind.
为了是要拯救人类
The Lord labored until he died on the cross.
神一直在做工直到十字架
The Lord had no rest.
主他没有安息
But the Lord, the first thing he said to the disciples was, peace be with you.
但是神对他门徒说的第一句话就是愿你们平安。
And he said it again, peace be with you.
他再次说愿你们平安。
So this was what the Lord did.
这就是神，这就是主所做的。
Doesn't this remind you of how Joseph reconciled with his brothers?
这有没有让我们想到约瑟是如何跟他的弟兄和好？
His brothers had sold him out.
弟兄把他卖了。
His brothers had rejected him.
他的弟兄拒绝了他。
We rejected the Lord.
我们拒绝了主。
We sold him out.
我们把他卖了。
Our sins crucified him.
我们的罪钉了他十字架。
But he came to the disciples.
但是他来到门徒当中。
And he said, peace be with you.
说愿你们平安。
And the Lord says to us, peace be with you.
主也对我们说愿你们平安。
Isn't this the wonderful story of love?
这是何等的奇妙的爱的故事。
Just like Joseph reconciled with his brothers.
就像约瑟跟他的弟兄和解一样。
The Lord reconciled with us.
神也与我们和好。
Through his work on the cross.
借着他在十字架上的工作。
Not only that.
不但如此。
Today, the Lord sits at the right hand of the Most High.
今天我们的主坐在至高者的右边。
Remember, when we read in the beginning,
记得我们刚刚开始，当我们一开始读的时候，
when the brothers of Joseph came to tell Jacob that Joseph was alive,
当他的兄弟告诉雅各说约瑟还活着的时候，
he did not believe it.
约瑟，雅各不信。
It was a shock to him.
对他来讲，这是他非常的吃惊。
To Joseph's brothers, it was a shock to them.
对约瑟的兄弟来讲，这也是他们非常的震惊。
Not only was Joseph alive,
不但约瑟活着
，but Joseph was sitting on the throne.
而且还坐在宝座上。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，left on their own, if it was just up to them,
这个呢，完全取决于他们自己。
If it was just up to them, they would probably have perished in the famine.
如果呢，就是他们自己的话，他们一定就自取灭亡了。
But to their surprise,
但是呢，非常吃惊的
，their brother Joseph,
他们的兄弟约瑟
was sitting on the throne,
坐在宝座上。
And because he was sitting on the throne,
因为他在宝座上
，for his brothers,
对他的弟兄来说
，there was no longer famine.
就不再是饥荒。
Despite there was famine in the whole world,
虽然全地都有饥荒
there was no famine for them.
但是对他们来讲没有饥荒。
Their brother was on their throne.
因为他们的弟兄在宝座上。
They could look on the throne and say, Joseph is sitting there, I will not have famine.
他们可以看着宝座说，因为约瑟坐在上面，我们不会有饥荒。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
Whatever the situation is in the world today,
今天不管在世界上的情形如何,
whether there be a famine, if there is a famine in the world,
如果在这世界上有饥荒,
no matter the circumstance,
不管环境如何,
our Lord is alive.
我们的主是活的,
we can say that because He's on the throne,
我们可以说因他在宝座上,
there is no famine for us.
对我们来讲没有饥荒,
because He calls us brother, brethren.
因为他称我们为弟兄,
because He's on the throne,
因为他在宝座上,
we have no fear.
我们不再惧怕,
because He's alive, we do not fear tomorrow.
因为他活着, 我们不惧怕明天,
He is on the throne.
他在宝座上,
we have no famine.
我们没有饥荒,
He did not just come to save us.
他不单单来救我们,
He not only died for our sins,
他不单单为我们的罪死,
but very practically,
而且非常实际的,
the Lord is on the throne.
主在宝座上,
when it comes to the most practical things in our lives,
在我们生命中最最实际的事,
when we look towards the throne, our Lord is sitting there.
当我们看宝座的时候, 我们的主在上面,
our heavenly Joseph is on the throne.
我们那天上的宝, 我们那天上的约瑟在宝座上,
we have nothing to fear.
我们没有惧怕,
He gives us the most comfort,
他给我们最大的安慰,
because He's on the throne.
因为他在宝座上,
He is alive.
他是活着的,
this is the encouragement.
这就是对我们的鼓励,
how complete is His salvation?
他的救恩何等的完备,
the Lord is the provider.
主供应我们的一切,
the Lord gives us the best.
主给我们把最好的给我们,
before we conclude, I just wanted to read one more verse.
在我们结束之前, 我要再读一节圣经,
and that is Genesis 45,
就是创世纪第45章,
and verse 7,
第七节,
But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
神差我带你们以先来, 为要给你们存留余种在世上, 又要大施拯救, 保全你们的生命。
Let us pay special attention. God sent me ahead of you to preserve you a remnant on earth.
特别要留意, 神差我, 带你们以先来, 要为给你们存留余种在世上。
Now we know that God had sent Joseph ahead so that he would preserve the descendants of Israel.
我们知道呢, 神差了约瑟, 是要为以色列人存留余种。
So for Joseph's brothers,
对于约瑟的弟兄来说,
it saved their lives.
这样呢, 就拯救了他们的生命。
They had a future.
他们有了未来。
But in doing this work,
但是呢, 做这样的事,
God was able to fulfill His purpose.
神可以使他的旨意得以成就。
Of course, we know that the Lord, of course, will be born from the tribe of Judah later.
我们知道这样呢, 我们的主以后就可以从犹大的犹大支派所生。
So we thank the Lord that He is on the throne.
我们感谢主他在宝座上。
He will preserve us.
他要保留我们,
he is our heavenly Joseph.
他是我们那天上的约瑟,
but he did so, Joseph did so to preserve a remnant on the earth.
约瑟这样做可以呢, 使以色列人保留余种。
The Lord will preserve us.
神要保留我们。
The Lord will provide for us.
神要供应我们。
But we ought to know this,
我们要知道,
that the Lord does so unto purpose.
神这样做是有目的的。
So the Lord provides for us.
神供应我们的,
that's not just the end of it.
这并不是结束,
he provides for us so that we can fulfill His purpose on this earth.
他供应我们, 让我们可以达成他的目的。
The purpose of the Lord is that He has a testimony for Himself.
主的目的乃是要他自己有见证。
So we thank the Lord for His encouragement.
我们感谢主这样的来激励我们。
That it's such a complete picture.
这是这样完整的一幅图画。
Such complete salvation.
这样完整的救恩。
But at the end, let us remember it's unto purpose.
最终让我们记得这是有目的的。
I'm just wondering, I know our time is up. If we could sing that hymn, Because He Lives.
我知道时间到了, 但是我们可不可以唱一首诗歌, 因他活着。
感谢主，请我们参加成人主日学。